97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis, and my partner Bo Matthews is once again connected via the wonderful world of technology.
I'm here.
Yes, in the Matthews compound. Great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
Going good, man. I just got my moat filled with alligators, so we're good to go.
Nice. There you go. There you go. Yeah, we're getting, we're getting into spring. It's getting to be that, I mean, not even getting to be. We are there in the time where it's a great time to be out in the great outdoors. And people are, I know a lot of stores are still closed, but I don't know what it's like down there where the rich people live, but where I live, people are out and moving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, damn. Chad, how is it out there?
Well done. I don't know what you guys have seen, but the people in my area, if a store is open, they are at
it. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially if it's a nice day, people are out and about.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone like, yeah, I need to quarantine. I've seen more masks.
That's a great thing. Yeah, I'd say about 50-50.
I've seen a lot more people.
Yeah. I'm seeing about 50-50 on the masks.
Yeah.
Which is great. Very great.
Yeah, they are a little inconvenient. They kind of hurt.
They are uncomfortable, that is for sure. But I get it. I have worn masks in stores, and I've also not worn masks in stores, so I'm kind of 50-50 myself when it comes
to
the mask.
It's like Russian roulettes with this mask thing.
But it definitely seems like people are ready to be back outside.
Oh, yeah.
And, the state of Missouri opening things back up this coming week here. And
little by little, right?
Yeah, yep. And all the state parks, most of the state parks have opened back up and giving people the opportunity to get outside and hopefully go fishing and enjoy the great outdoors. So what's been your experience, Bo?
It's the same. I've really been staying, close to the house a lot. But, you got to get out. You got to get on the road, at least go for a drive, something like that. I have never been a morel mushroom hunter because I went once, never had any success. But I did think of you yesterday when I saw a headline on the Missouri Morel Mushroom Hunting Facebook page that North County is covered in morel mushrooms, and there people are finding these like 6-8 inch tall morel mushrooms. Are you familiar? Have you ever gone morel hunting?
I'm familiar, but I've never done it.
I've eaten them once in my life many years ago, and they are delicious, and I'm always looking on my property for them. I never find them, but when I saw North County, I'm like, I need to go visit Tony. We need to go
Let's
for
go.
A walk in the woods and find some of these. This is a food source, right?
Yeah, I have access to a lot of woods up there in North County, so we can definitely go hunting. All you got to do is put on your mask and come on up.
It's free groceries, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's get our friend Aaron Tarlow into this discussion. Of course, Aaron is the owner of Southern Armory, joins us at the beginning of every Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Aaron, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Tony and Bo and Chad?
Everyone
pretty good.
Well, I think. What's the latest out there at Southern Armory? Is it still the rush on ammo and guns that we've been talking about for the last several weeks, or are things getting back to normal?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's absolutely. We had 25 guns come in on Friday, and by close of business on Saturday, we had 6.
Wow.
And those, we had about 6 to 10 guns prior to that shipment Friday. So, we sold through all those and then a few more. So business is still brisk. The good news is we are able to get those special orders in for people. Sometimes we can't get you the exact pistol. You want it in the 3-inch version, but we can't get you the 3-inch. We can only get you a 4-inch, but you're still getting the same, kind of overall pistol. So that's the good news. Sometimes it's just a different package. You got to get the stainless slide versus the black slide, or you got to get one that's the bare bones kit versus the one that has the holsters and all the extra magazines or the night sights. So, we're working with customers and wholesalers and manufacturers best we can to kind of get everybody what they need, in a timely fashion. Manufacturers are backed up. Wholesalers are backed up. Some of the wholesalers are saying it's 2 to 3 weeks to ship, but we've kind of seen that. Some of the ones that were running about 3 weeks behind have moved to that 2-week time frame. Normally when we quoted people prior, we'd always tell them about 2 weeks to get stuff in. So that way when we got it in 3 days or 4 days later, we were the hero. So all the customers are being super patient, which is great. But there's this, still this element of a customer coming in saying, I thought you were a gun store. Why don't you have any guns? So I guess it's not clicking for them that the supply chain has been hit. And so some of them will get a little, you know, a little testy, go, I'll just go someplace else. And then, you know, there's always a customer in the store that'll say to them, hey, I've been elsewhere and everybody's like this. So,
well, you told that story a couple weeks ago about the person who came in, wanted something specifically, and you didn't have the exact gun. You had one that was close, and they were like, well, I really want this exact gun, so I'm just going to go back. I'm just going to go down the street. I'm sure they'll have it. And then they came back an hour or two later, and they were like, oh, you were right. Nobody has anything. I'll go ahead and take that gun. And you guys were like, it got sold. I'm sorry. We're trying to tell you that this is if you see it and you want it, you better buy it because it'll be gone.
Right. And that is the story. I mean, that is a repeat. Customer go, well, I'm going to go shop at other stores, see what they have. And then they come back and expecting us to have held that gun for them with no money down or anything else. And then they're like, well, you sold it? And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, you know, like.
Aaron, I got a question. We've been hearing the last couple of weeks about the meat factories shutting down because so many of their employees have COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Is that the same scenario with the gun manufacturers in America? Are you getting, because nothing is publicized about their situation. I know that, you know, they've limited their amount of manufacturing, but are they retooling to do masks and ventilators, or are they closed? What's the story in the big picture, you know, long term for the companies?
Right. So that's a great question, Bo. A lot of the manufacturers, a lot of the wholesalers we deal with, you got to remember, a lot of these wholesalers that were close, me and my wife and my daughter, we would drive there on our days off from the store just to get FaceTime with our reps and people at accounting and people in the warehouse just so they knew who we were. Plus, we like knowing who everybody is, putting the name with the face. So when we do business with them, it's a little bit more personal. And we haven't been able to do that because they have shut down their pickup site. They don't want the dealers coming in. All of our sales reps are now working remotely from home. So when I call them, it's funny because sometimes I hear their kids in the background playing. Just like last week, you heard me home with Piper, and you heard Piper in the background. You know, and it's just kind of a chuckle. It's like you're working from home. They're like, "Yeah, I am." You know, and it's like that's awesome. You know, that you get to spend a little bit of time with your family, etc. So, you know, wholesalers are putting as much staff as they can at home. The accounts receivable, people that we deal with, you know, getting money drafted out of the account to keep the account current and get stuff shipped in because, you know, to kind of give you an idea, you know, our invoices aren't even hitting 30 days and we're up against credit limit, you know. So right. we're having to pay, you know, stuff in every week to get stuff shipped in just because business is so brisk, if that even tells you. Normally, this is never an issue. Invoices go to that 30-day mark, and we still have room on the account to order more stuff. So, you know, this should tell you, right there, should tell you business is brisk. But they're in the warehouse. They've cut down their warehouse staff so they can get that 6-foot social distancing in. So that's why one of the reasons that's compounding, not only do we have a massive influx of orders, right, but then they've cut down warehouse staff where, you know, hey, we're trying to keep a minimum amount of people in the warehouse so they can keep the 6-foot rule between everybody. So kind of an interesting, you know, play. So it's just kind of compounding. I have not heard about any of the major companies necessarily retooling to make masks or ventilators or eye protection. I'm sure there are some companies out there that are doing it on some scale. But, you know, you really look at the firearms industry as a whole, you know, they're not going to use optics or firearms or ammunition, et cetera, to do that. You might have some companies like Wiley X does some shooting eyewear, and there's a few others as well that do shooting eyewear that may be moving over and diverting some of that over for eye protection for healthcare and stuff. But That would be a very minute part of the industry as a whole.
Hey, Aaron, Southern Armory, of course, not only known as a great place to stock up on guns and accessories and ammo, but also you guys are known for your classes, CCW classes and advanced pistol classes. Any discussion that you guys have had yet about a timeline on bringing those things back, or is it still a little premature for that discussion?
Yeah, so we've had some discussions on bringing those back. You know, the big part was the ranges were closing. Now we've got a farm property that's relatively close down off Antar Road that we use to teach our advanced classes. So we were talking about maybe utilizing that. And then the next factor was, well, how many people are we going to allow in class? Our room is like, you know, 30 something feet long by like, I want to say like 12 or 13, maybe 14 feet wide. So we got a pretty decent sized room to put people in. But, you know, we might only be able to put 5 or 6 people in that room to maintain it. And then the nice thing is that room has its own HVAC system, so we could turn that on blast to keep the air moving through it. And then obviously, you know, everybody would preferably wear a mask. So we're kind of toying with that, what we're going to do, what that's going to look like moving, you know, forward. Or do we maybe take half the class to the range or the other class is, or where the other half is in class and then, you know, swap them at some point. The shooting portion is such a small, you know, portion. We tell everybody it's 8 hours by statute. The reality is you get there about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And we have so much material because I want our clients to be educated, and know this law in and out and have case examples, which is the big thing that sets us apart. You know, we start at 8 and we get done between 5:30 and 6. And if there's a lot of questions, we run over sometimes to 6:15, 6:30. So you're getting your 8 hours, you know, worth in by statute, and you're getting a ton of value for the dollar because it's not like, okay, well, we've been here, it's 4 o'clock, you know, we're done. You know, I really want people to know, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
So none of that's really going to change. We are limiting people that are in the shop, so you know we're only letting 3 customers in at a time. Not really an issue during the week, weekends. Sometimes there's a line forming, et cetera. Once we see that line start forming, we just say, hey, are you here for guns or ammo? And if they say, I'm here for ammo, what ammo do you want? And we go, we get the ammo, we take their payment, and they don't even come in the store, so they don't have to stand in line and wait. Now it's getting a little nicer out. It's not such a big deal. But when it was really, really cold, man, I was really feeling for these customers. I was like, you know, if you're here for guns, you're going to have to wait. If you're here for ammo, I get you going. And then what we were doing is we were saving a box of ammo for every gun in store. So that way, if that person did buy a gun, you know, the ammo didn't sell out while they were waiting.
Oh, that's smart.
Hey, Aaron, quick question.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of these online, like CCW classes. What is the benefit to doing an in-person class if they offer them ones online now?
So the online classes do not meet the state statute for contact hours. So you can do an online class. However, Missouri will not recognize it. The big thing is they...
So you may get some information. You may get some decent information, but you're not getting your CCW license. You're not getting your...
Not from Missouri.
Right.
Yeah, so they're not even registered with Missouri, these instructors or these classes. So
is there a big demand for the class, though?
We're pretty much people are not wanting to take the class. The last class that we had, we canceled... One of the reasons we canceled it was because more than half the class said, I'm not going to come because of this coronavirus thing.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, you know, and you know, we're just going to play it by ear. Well, the next thing you know, it's like everybody but a couple of people had backed out, and it was a husband and wife. We're like, hey, it's you guys. You know, if you guys want to do it, we'll do it for you. The range is closed. We got property we can go to. But literally everybody's backed out of this class.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, no, we'll just reschedule. We were kind of hoping you guys would just cancel it.
Hmm.
You know?
Right.
So that was the last class that we had. Literally everybody was worried about it and was like, nope, you know, we get it. You know, absolutely. We completely understand. So it's just kind of an interesting, you know, overall state of the industry, state of the nation. And I'm kind of looking forward to getting everything reopened, even though we haven't been impacted by this like other industries where it's like you don't have a job. I've had buddies that got literally laid off or furloughed And that was it. And they were just sitting at home the entire time.
Yeah.
So they said the only good part about this is day drinking. And I go, I mean, I guess, you know.
So, of course, a great place to keep up with that timeline. If you do want to take a class when Southern Armory is back up and running, the website, of course, also the Facebook page. Aaron, how can people find you on the web, follow you on social media, and come out to the store and take care of everything there?
Yeah, so Southern Armory on Facebook. You can find us at Second Amendment News Podcast. We've got a bunch of episodes in the can, a bunch of good topics, a bunch of recent court cases. Politicians trying to take advantage of a crisis. There's a shock.
Yeah.
You can probably guess what side of the aisle they lean on. And then moving forward from there, if you want to come into the store, we welcome you. We got a few rules. You know, if you've been told, hey, you got to quarantine because you've been exposed, please don't come in. If you've got a fever, you know, don't come in. You got a cough, don't come in. We're going to start asking people to wear a mask, which pretty much everywhere I go, I'm seeing people do that already. So with that being said, you know, if you want to, because I don't want to tread on your rights. So, you know, it's a plus and minus. You know, I'm kind of torn, but I understand the science behind it. But anyway, come in and see us. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're on the website. Make sure, as Aaron mentioned, you're following Southern Armory on Facebook as well. Tons of great information there. Aaron, great to talk with you, my friend. We will talk you with too. You again at the beginning of next week's show.
Next week.
Yeah, hang in there. We'll talk to you
then. Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Our friends from Osage County Guns are going to join us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere. Hello and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Tony Colombo and producer Chad Ellis here in studio. Bo Matthews is connected from his home as we practice proper social distancing. And as I mentioned, joining us now are our friends John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns. Jake and John and Bo, everybody, can you hear me?
Present.
Present and accounted for. Great to talk with you guys. We've been kind of going through this together, checking in with Jake and John a whole lot as we've gone through this coronavirus lockdown. And Osage County Guns early on made the decision for the safety of their customers and for the safety of their staff to close the retail store and only do business online. And that's been going on for a few weeks, but I understand that maybe there's some breaking news. So, John, tell us what is the latest out there at Osage County Guns.
That's right. So we are reopening Monday morning.
All right.
And we'll be pretty much resuming our normal retail business Monday morning, 10 a.m. retail store opens. And we're going to be back open 7 days a week. You know, obviously that's subject to if there's a situation, things, you know, flare up, we'll have to reevaluate. But Monday through Thursday, we have modified our hours slightly, but Monday through Thursday, our hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 to 5. And Sunday from 10 to 5. So we're back open 7 days a week. The only thing I'm waiting on is a shipment of hand sanitizer, which is scheduled for delivery tomorrow.
Nice, nice.
It was not cheap.
No, tell me about it. I'll have to tell you a story off the air about some hand sanitizer that I bought in 1 ounce bottles that were $8
what?
A piece for 1 ounce bottles, and there was shipping. There's a shipping cost on top
highway
of that
robbery.
As well. Yeah, for 1 ounce bottles. But anyway, so I know what you're going through there. One of the great advantages that you guys have at Osage County Guns is the size of the store, 6,000 square feet of retail space out there. So social distancing is not a problem, even if you have quite a few people in the store, you have a lot of space.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we're asking if anybody shows symptoms to stay home. We can ship. You know, you can order on our website, ship it. We can take it out to your car if you don't want to come in. You can call us, order online. We'll bring it out to you as long as it's not a firearm, if it's just ammo accessories. But some other good news is that we had 3 pallets of ammo show up yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So we've got quite a bit that'll be available opening the store up on Monday. So we've got about 40 or so cases of 9mm, a bunch of 300 blackout. And you know, it's nice to, timing wise, it worked out well. And we're holding that just for retail sales. So it's not going to sell out on our website. You know, this is something that we're doing just to try to thank people for coming into the store. So it'll be here and just available retail.
Mm-hmm. What about, so that's good to know about the ammo. What about firearm selection? Has that built back up at all? Or has there been such a run on it still that it's a tough thing to find?
So I just ran the numbers a minute ago before we hopped on with you. And our firearm selection has dwindled slightly. We're down to just 2,800 firearms here in the building.
only.
it is down, but obviously that's a huge selection. The retail store is still really heavily stocked, and we're seeing shipments in daily. We're seeing, you know, on average, probably I'd say nearly a pallet or more of inbound shipments every single day. We actually had two freight trucks lined up back to back yesterday with the ammo and some other stuff. So it's coming in quickly. Some of it is going out quickly, but we're doing our best to replenish.
Mm. Very good. What's the background check situation? We were hearing some longer waits on background checks due to the system. I guess, you know, there's all these things: ammo, firearms, background checks, suppressor waiting times. They were all up. You know, everything was getting such a strain on it. Just in general, are all of these things kind of getting back to normal, or is it, you know, what's the situation across the board?
Yeah, it seems like everything as of late has kind of resumed. You know, any of the NFA, silencer NFA type of stuff is still taking some time. But, yeah. You know, if you walk into a gun store today and you do a background check, the odds are that it's probably going to proceed fairly quickly. It's not as heavy as it was, and therefore it's being done fairly quickly. Again, that's depending upon the person. It's a case-by-case basis. But, you know, the last couple of days, we haven't had a customer go on delay. So
that's great.
That's awesome. Hey, I got a question, guys. So in this time that you are mainly only doing the online sales, and now that you're anticipating Monday, have you guys had a chance to do what you want to do, whether it's go to some property or a range and you know, do some shooting yourself, maybe target practicing, or are you guys just constantly in the building just managing and you know, funneling, yeah, you know, the products out?
There has been virtually zero downtime. In fact, it's been the opposite. We probably could not have handled the volume of internet orders if the retail store had been open. All those guys have been in the back helping out. And I think, like, in the last 30 days running, you know, we've shipped about 9,000 orders. Whoa. And that's
wow.
Up,
that's incredible. You
know, that's up by about 250%. So normally, you know, we're seeing 3,000, 3,500 orders in a busy month. So it's just been pretty hectic.
that is incredible. Part of opening up the store, I know that you guys are not ones to sort of bend to anybody's influence, that you're going to make the decision that you think is best for your business and your staff and your customers. But has there been Have your customers been pressuring you to open back up? Have they wanted the store to open back up? Or by and large, have people been okay with shopping online? Like, what are the customers saying? Are they saying, like, hey, we're ready to shop again. Let's open the doors.
So, you know, we've been running people by appointments and as they've been calling in to take care of things. So because of that, you know, we haven't had anybody that's been overly upset. And most people have actually been really understanding about why we're doing and the decision we made.
Yeah, that's great.
And we've still taken care of, you know, every customer that we've been able to have interaction with. We've just planned it out accordingly. And so we haven't really had any major issues with anybody. I think people are at a point now where I think the general consensus out there is everybody's kind of sick and tired of being the lockdown. And, you know, I just would hope that while we're opening up and other places have, you know, I think been open this time, you know, that we're still adults and we still make proper decisions based on being adults. You know, we're going to be able to take care of the customer the best way we can. customers understand that we've got a ton of stuff on order. Even though we're still getting merchandise, there's still a lot of out there, and everybody's still fairly behind in shipping and in manufacturing. So, you know, while we say we have a lot of inventory, we are still waiting for quite a bit of inventory to come. So,
you know, as fatigue sets in, guys, are you? I know everybody's ready to get out and get moving and get the country open again. Do you believe that are you Lincoln County? Is that right?
Warren County.
You're Warren County. Do you believe that this is the right time, that the governor is taking the right steps at this time for what you guys do?
I would say I'm slightly torn. I think that from the perspective of the economy, you know, and as a country, we can't afford to stay closed much longer. Just, you know, from a widespread, you know, impact, you know, between unemployment, the market, the small businesses and restaurants are just getting crushed by it. I've got family members who are in the medical field, medical industry, doctors, and, you know, they're telling me, hey, look, like in general, we're not ready. The state's not ready with the number of tests that would be necessary to adequately screen for it. It's just, you know, unfortunately, you know, we kind of have to say, are we willing to accept this risk to save the country? Because at what point does the impact of unemployment, people losing their jobs, their houses, you know, the long-term effect on health outweigh the negative, you know, the negative impact of the coronavirus itself? Because we will see a spike, you know, sadly, in, you know, people who take their lives because they've lost their job, they've lost their home, they've lost everything over this, they've lost their business. That'll probably outweigh the number of coronavirus deaths once everything is tallied up in a year or two.
Yeah, no, it's been a balancing act for everybody as we go through this, and there are no right answers. And, you know, there's both sides have very legitimate arguments to be made, and you got to just kind of find that balance. And I definitely salute the way you guys have handled this, you know, closing down the store to keep yourself, your staff and your customers safe, and, you know, but still keeping the business going online. So hopefully that's worked out really well for you guys. We're going to be talking to Tim Shelsvik in the next segment. Of course, Big Hunter, we're going to talk to him about how it's turkey season. What is the popular, or is there any sort of popular gun that that you guys are selling right now? Is there something that's kind of the fad right now? Are people, do you get a lot of turkey hunters sort of stocking up for this season? I know that season's kind of full blown now, so they probably already have what they want. But did you see that leading into turkey season, or has it been like a self-defense period of time here because of coronavirus? What are people buying right now?
You know, for our business, I'm a hunting enthusiast and an advocate, and I've brought in a lot more probably hunting firearms than historically that Osage has carried. But I would say that throughout this time, we are still predominantly a defense-driven and more tactically inclined sales over the course of a little while. We had a few turkey shotguns go out. Turkey hunting, to me, absolutely one of the best times of year. You get out there and call in some birds and have some fun. And I love turkey hunting. And so I'm a big proponent for it, and I carry some shotguns for it. But we predominantly have sold a lot more handguns, tactical shotguns, you know, carbine-style rifles for these purposes of, you know, defending and self-defense. Mm-hmm. I would love for that to shift because I'm a diehard a hunting guy, but I would love to see those tables turn and get back into the hunting side of things. And there's some practicality between both for, you know, providing for families safety and food. So.
Well, Jake, make sure you keep listening because we're going to talk to Tim Shelsvik about turkey hunting here in just a minute. And he's going to stick around and do the podcast exclusive with us as well. So, you know, don't go anywhere.
If you can find a turkey to tie up to a tree for me so I can come out and with the 10 minutes that I have free to hunt with, that would be fantastic.
That's awesome. Before we let you go, John, tell people, you know, the doors are opening back up on Monday. That's wonderful news for people that haven't been out to Osage County Guns yet out there in Wright City. Tell people where you're at, how to follow you, social media, website, all that good stuff so people can get out there.
Absolutely. So we're located on Highway 70 in Wright City. Pretty easy drive, whether you're coming from St. Louis or Columbia or really anywhere. All you got to do is hit 70, and we're really just 30 minutes from St. Charles, 45 minutes from downtown with good traffic. But you can see us online at osagecountyguns.com. You can find us on Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere pretty much. We're hopefully there. So definitely check us out and come visit us if you got the time, especially if you got the downtime. Definitely come visit us.
No doubt. That is John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns. I can't recommend getting out there enough. We talked about earlier 6,000 square feet of retail space. You're not going to find a better selection of firearms, ammunition, accessories, gear, all of it. You're not going to find a place that has a better selection anywhere. So get out there and check out that beautiful store, Osage County Guns in Wright City. Guys, thanks for everything you do for the show, and thanks for spending some time with us today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay safe, guys.
You bet. Yeah, you guys too. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, as I mentioned, we're going to talk to Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. It is turkey season, and we're going to check in with Tim about that when we get back. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. You're a mystery box when it comes to the music of this show. You know that?
I have fun.
You do.
I have fun.
You do. I challenge anybody to predict what you're going to play next. Welcome back to...
And this is all...
Go ahead, Bo.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, this is all from his personal music list,
that
too.
That is right.
You know?
Really that is correct. That is correct. You're listening
Go,
to
Tony.
Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. Big thank you to our friends from Osage County Guns, Jake and John out there making the big announcement that they are opening the retail store back up on Monday. So depending on when you're hearing this show, that could be as early as tomorrow. So that is great stuff. Great to talk with those guys. If you missed any of that conversation, or if you missed any of our conversation with Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory earlier in the show, don't forget you can always download two podcasts every week that we put out here at Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. We put out the show podcast on Fridays, so you can actually download the show podcast before the show even airs. And then we put out the podcast exclusive on Mondays, which is a second podcast that you can only hear if you download that podcast. And you could get those podcasts in many different places. I recommend you get it on the radio.com app. I think that's the best place to get the podcast. Once you download the radio.com app, which is free, you can favorite the radio station and basically have one-stop shopping for everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can take advantage of the radio rewind, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. Again, that is the radio.com app. In just a minute, we're going to talk to our friend Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. It is turkey season, and he's going to not only join us for the rest of the show, but he is going to stick around and be a part of that podcast exclusive, so make sure you are listening to that. And since we're talking about hunting and we're talking about the great outdoors, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They are a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. If you love the AR platform, so do they. Find them online at RazorbackArmory.com on Manchester Road, just east of 270, about a half a mile. You'll find Razorback Armory. Tell them Bo sent you.
Absolutely. And now Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors joins us on the line. Tim, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, boys.
All right. How's it going, my friend?
Good. I heard that Razorback Armory deal, if you mention Bo's name, they actually upcharge you.
Oh.
Is that true? And they pat you well, down I gotta, to make sure you didn't steal something.
I got to get my cut somehow, man. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a surcharge for the Bo Matthews fee.
That's funny. So, yeah, we just talking to the guys out at Osage County Guns. Jake out there is a big outdoorsman, loves to hunt, and he said he's been so busy lately that when we talked to you, he said, asked him to tie a turkey to a tree and tell me where it's at so I can, my 10 minutes of free time, I can come out and shoot it.
Dude, I'm going to have to tie two turkeys up because I have not punched a tag yet myself. It's
wow.
Been tough.
Yeah, so let's just get right into it. Turkey season, I guess, is in full swing. doing now? How's it going out there? And what can you tell us about the year so far?
Overall, it's pretty tough. The MDC has been reporting we've had 3 years of pretty poor turkey reproduction. We've had some really wet and some cold springs. And so that makes poult survival really difficult. They just the young of the year just don't tend to make it. And so you have high mortality rates, lower numbers, and it just gets hard to turkey hunt. So you have that factor, plus you have coronavirus this year. So a lot of guys are not at work, and they're like, "What? Why don't I just go up and hunt? If I'm not doing anything else, I've got more time now than I ever have. I'm going to hunt." So you have kind of a perfect storm of 3 years of bad reproduction, and you probably have more hunters out in the field right now pursuing turkeys.
Yeah.
So it could be tough, not only this year, but in the few years to come. The good news is turkey are a renewable resource. And so if we're cautious with it and we do the right things, we can make sure that that they bounce back in a few years.
Yeah.
But they're not like geese or ducks. They don't have to migrate here because they live around here, right?
That's right. Yeah, they're non-migratory bird.
Now, would it ever get to a point, if it continues to be slow and reproduction is down, would the MDC make changes to maybe the length of turkey season, or change some rules and put some restrictions on it to let that population build back up? Or are we still a long way from something like that?
It's probably a little ways out, but that is, I think those things are always on the table. Probably the thing that they would consider first would be to lower the tag limit for folks. Mm-hmm. 'Cause right now you can take two birds during the course of the spring season. Only males. You can take either a Jake or a Tom, but they may decrease that. And I have no authority to say that they're going to do that, but that is one of the tools in their bag. They could just decrease the bag limits.
Gotcha. Tell people about the podcast. So Tim Shelsvik is with Drury Outdoors. He also has the Thinking Woodsman website and podcast. And we've talked a lot about the 100% Wild podcast at Drury Outdoors when it comes to deer hunting and deer hunting season. We talked to you throughout that season many, many times and promote your show and the app and the website and all that stuff. But it's not just for deer hunting. You guys are still doing the show and talking about turkey hunting, and people can get great information there. Tell people how they can get all that great information.
Yeah, just your standard podcast locations, Apple and Google. We also run our podcast in our app, the DeerCast app. That's free to download on the Google Play and Apple stores. So we run the video version there. You can obviously get the audio version wherever you get podcasts. We also host the same show over on YouTube. And every now and again, we'll have a very special guest on, and I think we had Adam Wainwright on a few weeks back. And so we'll run those things on Facebook Live too. So if you follow Drury Outdoors on Facebook, you can catch our live shows every now and again.
It's great stuff. Only got a few minutes left, Bo. You got a question for Tim before we run out of time?
Yeah, I just have to ask you, Tim. Did you happen to see it, to me? I've never turkey hunted, so I don't know how difficult it is. I had a brother-in-law let me shoot his compound bow one time at a target because he was a turkey hunter, but. Have you seen the video of the deer hunter covered in camo? He's got his bow with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
The turkey like literally comes up to him and is pecking at his camo uniform. I'm like, okay, really, how difficult is this? He could reach out, wring a neck, and fill a tag.
Well, first off, you never want to grab a wild turkey.
Hold on, and you're talking to somebody who hasn't been able to find one yet this year, Bo. So let's be a little...
I am by no means an authority. That's probably what I would need to happen. But the chances are that bird could have been raised from a poult. Sometimes people, and I don't think this is legal, at least in the state of Missouri, but you can find wild turkey eggs. Like if you're out and about, they nest on the ground. And sometimes when people are out morel hunting or turkey hunting, they'll find turkey eggs. And some people have been known to take them back home, incubate them, hatch them, and raise the poults to adult turkeys. And they have a very defined social hierarchy structure, and they will kind of imprint on people. And so there's a documentary. I don't remember where it is, but there's a guy that raised a family of turkeys, and they followed him around like Bo Peep.
Is this so, a turkey king? Is there a turkey king out there?
Let's, you know, who knows what happens in the South.
Throw them on. You can do it.
All right, we are going to wrap up the conversation here, but we are going to continue it on the podcast exclusive, so make sure you download that. Got a lot to continue this conversation with Tim Shelsvik to go, so make sure you are checking out both of our podcasts. Again, you can find them in many places, but I think the radio.com app is the best place to get both of them. For my partner, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you back here next week. Have a good one.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're a mystery box when it comes to the music of this show. You know that?
I have fun.
You do. You do. I challenge anybody to predict what you're going to play next. Welcome back to...
And this is all...
Go ahead, Bo.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, this is all from his personal music list,
that
too.
Is right.
You know?
Really, that is correct. That is correct. You're listening
Tony.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. Big thank you to our friends from Osage County Guns, Jake and John out there making the big announcement that they are opening the retail store back up on Monday. So depending on when you're hearing this show, that could be as early as tomorrow. So that is great stuff. Great to talk with those guys. If you missed any of that conversation, or if you missed any of our conversation with Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory earlier in the show, don't forget you can always download two podcasts every week that we put out here at Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We put out the show podcast on Fridays, so you can actually download the show podcast before the show even airs. And then we put out the podcast exclusive on Mondays, which is a second podcast that you can only hear if you download that podcast. And you could get those podcasts in many different places. I recommend you get it on the radio.com app. I think that's the best place to get the podcast. Once you download the radio.com app, which is free, you can favorite the radio station, then basically have one-stop shopping for everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can take advantage of the radio rewind, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. Again, that is the radio.com app. In just a minute, we're going to talk to our friend Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. It is turkey season, and he's going to not only join us for the rest of the show, but he is going to stick around and be a part of that podcast exclusive, so make sure you are listening to that. And since we're talking about hunting and we're talking about the great outdoors, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They are a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. If you love the AR platform, so do they. Find them online at RazorbackArmory.com on Manchester Road, just east of 270, about a half a mile. You'll find Razorback Armory. Tell them Bo sent you.
Absolutely. And now Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors joins us on the line. Tim, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, boys.
All right. How's it going, my friend?
Good. I heard that Razorback Armory deal, if you mention Bo's name, they actually upcharge you.
Oh.
Is that true? And they pat you down to make sure you didn't steal something.
I got to get my cut somehow, man. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a surcharge for the Bo Matthews fee.
That's funny. So, yeah, we just talking to the guys out at Osage County Guns. Jake out there is a big outdoorsman, loves to hunt, and he said he's been so busy lately that when we talked to you, he said, asked him to tie a turkey to a tree and tell me where it's at so I can, my 10 minutes of free time, I can come out and shoot it.
Dude, I'm going to have to tie two turkeys up because I have not punched a tag yet myself.
Wow.
It's been tough.
Yeah, so let's just get right into it. Turkey season, I guess, is in full swing now. How's it going out there, and what can you tell us about the year so far?
Overall, it's pretty tough. The MDC has been reporting we've had 3 years of pretty poor turkey reproduction. We've had some really wet and some cold springs, and so that makes poult survival really difficult. They just the young of the year just don't tend to make it, and so you have high mortality rates, lower numbers, And it just gets hard to turkey hunt. Although, and so you have that factor, plus you have coronavirus this year. So a lot of guys are not at work and they're like, what, why don't I just go up and hunt? If I'm not doing anything else, I've got more time now than I ever have. I'm going to hunt. So you have kind of a perfect storm of 3 years of bad reproduction, and you probably have more hunters out in the field right now pursuing turkeys.
Yeah.
So it could be tough, not only this year, but in the few years to come. The good news is turkey are a renewable resource. And so if we're cautious with it and we do the right things, we can make sure that that they bounce back in a few years.
Yeah.
But they're not like geese or ducks. They don't have to migrate here because they live around here, right?
That's right. Yeah, they're a non-migratory bird.
Now, would it ever get to a point, if it continues to be slow and reproduction is down, would the MDC make changes to maybe the length of turkey season, or change some rules and put some restrictions on it to let that population build back up? Or are we still a long way from something like that?
It's probably a little ways out, but that is, I think those things are always on the table. Probably the thing that they would consider first would be to lower the tag limit for folks. Mm-hmm. Right now you can take two birds during the course of the spring season. Only males. You can take either a Jake or a Tom, but they may decrease that. And I have no authority to say that they're going to do that, but that is one of the tools in their bag. They could just decrease the bag limits.
Gotcha. Tell people about the podcast. So Tim Shelsvik is with Drury Outdoors. He also has the Thinking Woodsman website and podcast. And we've talked a lot about the 100% Wild podcast at Drury Outdoors when it comes to deer hunting and deer hunting season. We talked to you throughout that season many, many times and promote your show and the app and the website and all that stuff. But it's not just for deer hunting. You guys are still doing the show and talking about turkey hunting, and people can get great information there. Tell people how they can get all that great information.
Yeah, just your standard podcast locations, Apple and Google. We also run our podcast in our app, the DeerCast app. That's free to download on the Google Play and Apple stores. So we run the video version there. You can obviously get the audio version wherever you get podcasts. We also host the same show over on YouTube. And every now and again, we'll have a very special guest on, and we had Adam Wainwright on a few weeks back. And so we'll run those things on Facebook Live too. So if you follow Drury Outdoors on Facebook, you can catch our live shows every now and again.
It's great stuff. Only got a few minutes left, Bo. You got a question for Tim before we run out of time?
I just have to ask you, Tim. Did you happen to see? It, to me, I've never turkey hunted, so I don't know how difficult it is. I had a brother-in-law let me shoot his compound bow one time at a target because he was a turkey hunter, but. Have you seen the video of the deer hunter covered in camo? He's got his bow with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
The turkey like literally comes up to him and is pecking at his camo uniform. I'm like, okay, really, how difficult is this? He could reach out, wring a neck, and fill a tag.
Well, first off, you never want to grab a wild turkey.
Hold on, and you're talking to somebody who hasn't been able to find one yet this year, Bo. So let's be a little...
I am by no means an authority. That's probably what I would need to happen. But the chances are that bird could have been raised from a poult. Sometimes people, and I don't think this is legal, at least in the state of Missouri, but you can find wild turkey eggs. Like if you're out and about, they nest on the ground. And sometimes when people are out morel hunting or turkey hunting, they'll find turkey eggs. And some people have been known to take them back home, incubate them, hatch them, and raise the poults to adult turkeys. And they have a very defined social hierarchy structure, and they will kind of imprint on people. And so there's a documentary. I don't remember where it is, but there's a guy that raised a family of turkeys, and they followed him around like Bo Peep.
Is this a turkey king? Is there a turkey king out there?
Let's, who knows what happens in the South.
Throw them all. You can do it.
All All right, we are going to wrap up the conversation here, but we are going to continue it on the podcast exclusive, so make sure you download that. Got a lot to continue this conversation with Tim Shelsvik to go, so make sure you are checking out both of our podcasts. Again, you can find them in many places, but I think the radio.com app is the best place to get both of them. For my partner, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you back here next week. Have a good one.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.